morning, honey.
Shh.
I know you're still tired. You have work later, and I shouldn't be waking you. I've got to get going. The bus comes soon. But just wanted to say I'm thinking of you. I enjoy you. Last night was wonderful, and I didn't really get a chance to tell you. So I'm telling you now, and I want you to remember. Remember my voice in your ear. Drift back into dreams, sure, but lose yourself in me for a little while too. Regret it when you have to drag yourself out of bed. I'll regret it in a second when I do. Regret that we can't just cling together. I like a sloth on my favorite branch. You bent silly under the weight of me, and my voice purring you aroused and drippy. The nearness of me. When I get home, I'll get a shower, get the bed warm, and we'll lay right back down. The weekend is ahead. We'll discuss plans, my hand on your chest, finding your heartbeat, listening to your breathing, burrowing under the blanket. When you propose any idea at all that involves leaving bed, we'll discuss plans, and I will resist them every step of the way, luxuriating in your presence, in the existence of you and I. I propose we have breakfast. Eventually, I cave first. Hungry, I always do. You propose we just get something from the kitchen. I deny. I refute. I rub your shoulders and scalp as I ponder, staring into you with my eyes pleading, my lips pouting. Kitchen means we get out of bed. Instead, we should find a place that delivers, shouldn't we? But how will the delivery get inside? Well, we have a window. And you might ask what that has to do with anything. So I point out the special instructions field on the pizza ordering app. We just throw our keys from our bedside table out the window and add instructions to come up to our unit. That could be dangerous, you point out. But there are two of us. We can take them. Power of love and all that. Ah, you then might tell me, spotting the fatal flaw in my plan. The window is closed. I point out window repair places exist. You note the bed is close enough the repair guy would have to move it. I sigh. I relent. I resolve we must get out of bed, even if we do it holding hands and necking on our way down the stairs. The day will come when we both try not to, yet must get out of bed. But today, I have to go first, and alone, and you get to sleep, and dream that I do not.